Investigation: Washington Sanctuary County releases hundreds of illegal aliens charged with felonies. By John Binder on July 23, 2019. Washington State's Central Sanctuary County released hundreds of illegal aliens charged with felonies such as homicide, kidnapping, and sexual assault over the course of 2 years, a new investigation finds. Records obtained by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, reveal that the sanctuary jurisdiction of King County, Washington, which includes Seattle, failed to honor more than 370 Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency detainers that were placed on arrested illegal aliens, including those charged with serious felonies. An ICE detainer is a hold that federal immigration officials put on an illegal alien who has been arrested by local or state law enforcement, asking that they turn the particular illegal alien over to them for arrest and deportation. Sanctuary jurisdictions like King County refuse to hand criminally charged illegal aliens over to ICE agents. Over a 27-month period ending on December 30, 2017, King County freed hundreds of illegal aliens instead of turning them over to ICE for deportation. Nearly 290 of these illegal aliens taken into custody and then freed by King County officials had been charged with felonies such as homicide, kidnapping, sexual assault, robbery, aggravated assault, drugs, burglary, and fraud. RLI Executive Director Dale Wilcox said in a statement, "State and local elected leaders like to congratulate themselves for the compassion of their sanctuary policies, but they are actually bringing violent crime and even death to their residents. The people of King County should be outraged and demand accountability from their leaders. Refusing ICE detainer requests means releasing dangerous criminals into the community, period." Most recently in King County, a 32-year-old woman who is bound to a wheelchair was allegedly raped by 35-year-old illegal alien Francisco Carranza Ramirez, as Breitbart News reported. The victim pleaded with the court to give the illegal alien the highest penalty possible, but instead, he was given just 12 months in prison, which had already been served, and he was released and ordered deported to Mexico. Just 3 days after being released from prison, Ramirez found his rape victim and attacked her while she was with her 3-year-old son, pushing her out of her wheelchair and fleeing the scene. Today, Ramirez is wanted by local and state officials and is now an illegal alien fugitive. Currently, Early is awaiting additional data from ICE that will reveal how many illegal aliens charged with serious felonies were released from King County jails who were later charged with additional crimes.